There's this recording I made almost exactly 2 years ago. It's a video. I couldn't bring myself to watch it until recently.
If Hillary Clinton is our next president, Donald Trump will say, okay, fine, I'll be the next president after Hillary Clinton. But that's not until after 8 years Donald Trump might be our next president. I don't know who's going to vote for him.
Who do you think will vote for him?
Liam might. He's a boy.
It's the night before the 2016 election. Vera sprawls on a pink polka-dotted beanbag chair. She's savoring a lollipop left over from Halloween. Like most of America, I'm pretty confident Hillary Clinton will win tomorrow night's election and become the first woman president of the United States. For posterity, I talked to 4-year-old Vera about how she feels about tomorrow.
But Vera, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and I'm a boy. What does that tell you?
Mom!
Vera, I'm talking to you. I'm a boy, and I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump. What does that tell you?
That little thing that I just told you was just a story? It was just a dream that I had?
Vera's too young to understand how remarkable it will be to have the first woman president. She doesn't feel the gravity of 240 years of only men sitting in the highest office. My grandmothers were born into a world where women weren't even allowed to vote. And now we're about to elect a woman as president of the United States. Vera's agreeable. But what she really cares about right now is that Tootsie Pop.
Did you know that she'll be the first, if she gets elected, she'll be the first woman president, the first mama president?
Is she gonna be my mama? She's gonna be my mama?
No.
Mama. She's gonna be someone else's mama?
Well, she is someone else's mama.
I follow politics pretty closely for a layman. I have strong opinions. With my kids, as far as politics are concerned, my instinct is to show, not tell. Instead of telling them what to believe, I'd like to teach them certain values and have them make up their own minds about politics as they come of age.
16.
Yay!
So you won't be able to vote for president. I'm sorry to tell you this, Vera, but you won't vote for president until you're 20.
When my kids ask me why I like one candidate over another, I want to say it's simply because I don't agree with most of the things they want to do. When they ask if the person I'm not supporting is a bad man, I want to say no. They're a good person trying to make our world a better place. I just disagree with them on how to do that. For the most part, I do believe this. 2016 is different, though. We've watched an openly racist, sexually assaulting narcissist bully come within spitting distance of the White House. When Vera asks, "Is Donald Trump a bad man?" I take a moment as my professorial stance slips out the door. Yeah, he is.
That's right around the corner, too. I said Helen's going to get to vote for president in 2032.
And I am voting, like, right before Helen.
And you'll get to vote in 2030 for senators and congressmen. It's a midterm election. That's the term I was looking for. All right. Should we wrap up this session here?
On this election eve in 2016, I say goodnight to Vera, believing that the next day will be a massive rebuke to hate, misogyny, and xenophobia. At this time tomorrow, I'll be picking my girls up in the air, telling them that for the first time in our country's history, a woman will be our president. What a time to be a young girl taking in the world. Of course, I didn't get to do that the next day. The days that followed in the last couple years have been a steady torrent of news that I struggle to explain to the kids. Tuesday is the 2018 midterms. Vera's 6 now. I want her to understand what's going on and how important this election is. How it's a referendum on the president. The first chance for the people of America to change course since 2016.
What's it a video about?
It's a video of you from 2 years ago.
Is it going to be a long one?
I take her away from sorting Halloween candy. We sit down on the bed to watch this 2-year-old video of her.
Donald Trump will say, okay, fine, I'll be the next because it's after Hillary Clinton. But that's not until...
Oh, I remember this.
But that's not until after 8 years Donald Trump might be our next president.
I can see Vera's reflection on the screen. She's mostly smiling.
The second house after Washington, D.C.
But cringing a little too.
Yep.
I didn't know that was a dog.
I know the feeling, Vera.
So each state, everyone votes in each state.
Because you have four. After we watch, it's time for my poorly planned lesson. I try to explain what the midterms are.
We don't have a king, so Donald Trump can't do whatever he wants. So he needs the help of representatives to do what he wants. And so on Tuesday, we're all going to vote. And everyone in the country is going to vote. Everyone that wants to vote and is an adult and that can vote is going to vote and decide who the representatives are going to be.
Hopefully they choose good people.
I gave her a little quiz.
Do you think you understand what a midterm election is? Can you try to tell me?
Like, when people vote for people that would, like, help Donald Trump out and help him do the stuff that he wants to do because he's not king. Like, he can't be the boss of this whole United States. He can't be the boss of whatever we do. We have to do what he does.
Do you remember what I said about representatives? So, like, every state and every district has representatives.
I'm starting to feel like this civics lesson is really sinking in.
And each state has a senator, two senators, that get elected every other year. So the midterm elections are really important because...
I'm going to go downstairs and... I'm going to go downstairs and put the candy in the bowl.
Okay, can we hang out for a little bit longer? Two more minutes?
One, two.
Those are seconds. Those are fast seconds. So, each state has two senators. And if the president, and our president right now is Donald Trump, if
no,
the president... Vera? Can we finish it?
Don't put the candy in the bowls yet. Are you? Good.
Okay, so each state has two senators.
I'm gonna stop and go downstairs and put candy in the bowls.
I'll try again in 2 years.
There's always 2020. I'm Rob Smith. Thanks for listening. Back soon with more stories.